Hello, everyone. This is Bethany Constant. Welcome to Becoming Bolder. We are recording in Charlottesville, Virginia, at Westminster Canterbury of the Blue Ridge, also known as WCBR. Becoming Bolder is a meaningful conversation meant to share lived journeys. At WCBR, we believe older adults or elders are to be respected and valued. Every older adult has talents and wisdom to share. We are all more than our past. We believe that acknowledging our present, the future, and possible selves is important because aging brings new opportunities and capacities for growth, contribution, self-expression, and opportunities for sharing our experiences. This podcast shines a light on older adults on the path of elderhood. Our guests are accomplished, involved in, and a vital part of their community. They live life with intention and in a variety of ways act as a guide for those who come behind. They nurture well-being among communities. We invite you to listen in. Together, we are becoming bolder. Today, we are joined by Linda Lewis. Linda Lewis is the Human Resources Benefits Specialist here at WCBR. She is a native of Orange County, Virginia. Linda experienced a seminal event when her mother died when she was 9. She is the youngest of the children and the only girl. Her father never remarried, and he worked hard to provide for the family. Linda graduated high school in 1978 and was involved in a lot of activities in high school, including being a majorette, a cheerleader. She also played basketball and ran track. Linda then attended Germana Community College. On July 3rd, she'll be celebrating her 42nd wedding anniversary. She's very active in her church, Shady Grove Baptist. She serves as the church's clerk, as a member of the trustee ministry, the deaconess ministry, and she is a member of the choir. Linda enjoys hosting family and friends for Sunday dinners, holiday gatherings, and cookouts in the summer. She also shared with me that her friend told her that she won't die of a heart attack because she doesn't let anything get to her, that she tells people what she thinks and she moves on, because life is too short and tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Thank you for joining us, Linda.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm looking forward to hearing from you because I know you on lots of different levels, but not necessarily outside of work. But I do want to give a shout out to Linda before we get started because she helps the foundation with all of the management for associates who receive scholarship, who receive student loan repayment. She is a big part of the behind-the-scenes work, so thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
All right, so let's get into this. So sometimes when, as we grow older and more mature, we start to ask ourselves different questions than maybe we did when we were younger because we're reflecting in a different way. And we're reflecting not only on ourselves, but the world. What questions are you asking yourself now?
Asking myself now would be, did I do enough? Did I help enough people? Did I share love with everyone that I could share love with or share experiences with people to let them know, don't do that. Maybe you should do this. Go to school just to help them.
I know you probably tell some of that to associates, but I'm also sure you do that in your community through your church or other things too, right?
I do. Yes. I do. We have the youth in our church. It's a small youth group, and we try to encourage them to do better, to go to school, to work hard.
Who or what has been one of the greatest influences in your life?
I would have to say it's two people, one my father and my mother-in-law. My father didn't have education. He wasn't educated. He probably went through, I'm going to say, third or fourth grade. And he had his own restaurant, and he was able to do things that you would think he wouldn't have been able to do. What he taught me, because of his ability to go to work every day, he never had a credit card. When he needed something, he went to the bank, and they gave it to him. I mean, without any education and the things that he could do. And then, of course, my mother-in-law, because of my mother who died when I was 9, you know, there wasn't a female in my life. And she taught me a lot, a lot.
Is your father also from Orange?
Yes, my father is from Orange. My mother-in-law, too.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. For those who aren't familiar, because we do have some folks who work here or live here who might not be from Charlottesville, where is Orange?
Orange is about 45 minutes from Charlottesville. It's a small community. At one time, I could say I knew everybody in Orange. You walk up the street, they say, oh, you're Link Dade's daughter, especially at the post office. People know, they knew you. But now, you know, people are coming into Orange that we don't know. But it used to be a small, knitted community.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it will stay that way as people get more acclimated to their new home. Yeah. What would you tell your younger self if you could talk to her?
I probably would tell my younger self, go back to school, because I didn't graduate from college. I attended, but didn't graduate, and finish what you start. I think I did okay for myself with no college degree, but I think I could have done better.
It's not too late.
I know.
We got scholarships.
I know.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not always about the degree either. It's about the learning experience for yourself, what do you look for in a friend or acquaintance, and has it changed from when you were younger to now?
I would say it hasn't changed, because when I look for a friend, someone that I can trust, someone I can talk to and share life experiences with, I have friends from high school, from elementary school, and we still connect. And it's just like, you know, if you haven't talked to them in years, and when you talk, it's the same. But you have to be truthful to people. You have to be honest with people to keep a true friendship.
How do you go about finding new friends now or making new connections now?
I can talk to just about anybody. Like my husband says, and my husband's a big talker too. So we talk to a lot of people and we just connect. And I guess I can read a person, because, you know, sometimes you can look at a person and say, that's, you know, a sweet person, or that's a kind person. You can connect with people because of the things that people do. If they're helpers and not herders.
I like that. Have your thoughts about aging changed as you have celebrated more years?
Yes, they have changed, because, you know, when you're younger, you think nothing happens to you. And as I'm getting older and I'm seeing younger people dying, it affects you. So you have to try to live your best life and live each day to the fullest, because tomorrow's not promised.
Yeah. Do you mind if I ask you a little bit about your mom?
No, no problem.
Do you remember her, or do your siblings remember her and tell you about her? How does her memory live on?
I don't really remember much about my mother. She had cancer, throat cancer. She died at home, and really not a whole lot. But my brothers always said, well, she did this for you. She gave you this party when you were little. But I don't remember much about her at all.
Yeah, that's tough. My father-in-law's mom died when he was young, and he doesn't remember anything about her. And he was eight, but the other kids who were older remember. Yeah.
Not a lot of pictures. I have one or two pictures with my mom, and that's it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. What was her name?
Ida. Ida Braxton Dade. Okay. Yes.
Have you sought belonging in different ways also? I know we talked about friendship, but belonging for yourself in different ways as you're aging.
Belonging to?
Anywhere. To a community, to your church, to work.
I do belong definitely to my church because I'm in so many different activities and different organizations in the church. I started going to my church before I even married my husband. It's my husband's church, home church. And I just connected with everybody there and been working there and working hard there at the church.
Tell us about your church. What ministries are they involved in the community? And
we are involved in, we have an outreach group, organization, and we've reached out to 12 different organizations annually, mm-hmm. financially. Mm-hmm. And we used to, when we used to have the March of Dimes walk, we would always get a big group and go out and walk. We try to help individuals in the church if they need to, some assistance, financial mm-hmm. assistance, mm-hmm. we do that. If someone is short of money, we try to help them with that.
It sounds like they're living the principles of Christ, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So what are you doing now? What are your interests, your hobbies? What are you pursuing? Maybe, I mean, of course, we've talked about the church, but maybe are there other fun things that you enjoy doing?
I enjoy hosting, mm-hmm. and I have a lot of friends, mm-hmm. and we try to get together on a Sunday afternoon. Let's go, Linda and Eddie's. I'll cook the meat, they'll bring the sides. Mm-hmm. Or we just all get together on a Saturday afternoon and sit out in the yard, especially in the summertime, and listen to music. Mm-hmm. We like to have fun.
Yeah. So do you have a special meat, as you said, that you cook?
Ribs. I do. I cook barbecue ribs a lot.
Okay. So which ribs, though? Because when people say ribs, there's beef ribs,
pork ribs. Pork ribs. Pork okay. spare ribs.
Dry rub?
I don't do dry rub. I always do a sauce with mine. Mm.
Okay. Yes. I know there's a lot of opinions, strong opinions about that. Yeah. So what does your typical day include or not include? Let's talk about inside work, kind of like what do you do here? And then outside of work, like on a weekend.
So here at work, I do the benefits. So I try to make sure that all the associates are enrolled in their benefits and make sure that they have selected the correct benefit that they need for them and their family. Mm-hmm. I'm also involved in employee relations in case things go wrong here, mm-hmm. try to lead them down a path so they will continue to be here with us, mm-hmm. and help wherever I'm needed here at work.
Mm-hmm. That is true. We know you do.
I try.
And on the weekends, like where can we find you?
On the weekends, my husband and I have his sister in living with us. When my mother-in-law was sick, dying, she asked us, would you take her? Mm. She has challenges. Mm-hmm. So we, of course, I told her, yes, if something happens, she can come live with us. Mm-hmm. Because my mother-in-law adopted children, mm-hmm. and she never adopted this girl. So she had nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. So she came and stayed with us. So mm-hmm. on the weekend, we have to take her out and do something with her mm-hmm. every weekend.
Yeah.
So.
And she's in her 40s or 50s?
She is 55 years old.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. 55. And she's a blessing. Mm-hmm. She stays by herself during the day, mm-hmm. and she's able to do that. But on the weekend, she's ready.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, yeah. Just like all of us.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. What is the best decision you ever made, Linda?
The best decision I've ever made, of course, is to believe in God, mm. the best. My husband and I, 42 years, it hasn't always been easy. And at one time we thought, this is not going to work. Mm. I'm going to get a divorce. Mm. He left, and I thought, I got in front of God and said, till death do us part. Mm. So I said, no, I'm not going to get a divorce. And I didn't, and we're still together today. Mm.
Thank you for sharing that. That's a vulnerable thing to share, but I'm sure it will touch some people, and some people will relate, even if
exactly.
they won't say that out loud.
Because, yeah. you know, nowadays people get married. They don't stay married. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to remind people, what did you say? Mm-hmm. Why did you stand in front of God and say what you said?
Mm. You know, the first part of your answer was about believing in God. Can you tell us what your spiritual life brings to you? Like, what fulfillment does it bring to you?
So growing up without a mom, mm-hmm. it's hard. And my father made us go to church. Mm-hmm. And I just got in the habit of mm-hmm. going to church, but I believed in God mm-hmm. because of things that we've been through in mm-hmm. our life. It made us stronger. Mm-hmm. So you have to put your trust in God, and you have to believe. You know, people will try to steer you the wrong way. You know, you have friends, so-called friends. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. And we know it's wrong, but you have to believe that whatever God has given you, mm-hmm. it's for you. Mm. You have to stay strong.
Kind of a good segue on that. Have you ever experienced any miracles or events beyond explanation?
Yes, I have. I think it was, I'm going to say 20 years ago. I don't know if that's the right amount. I was diagnosed with MS. Mm. And tingle in my hands and legs, and I couldn't figure it out. So, of course, that's what they said it was. But no medicine, I'm still able to do everything that I have always done. Mm. So, to me, that's a miracle. Mm-hmm. Because another friend of mine was diagnosed with MS right after I was. She lost her sight. Mm. She couldn't drive anymore. So, you know, I thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you can count your blessings because you never know, like you said earlier, what
exactly.
might be around the corner for you. In what ways do you feel like you're becoming bolder?
I always think I'm bold.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was kind of giggling.
I know. I try to, you know, I try to be myself around everybody mm-hmm. and be honest with people. So I don't think I'm bolder. I think I'm just the same.
Yeah. We love you how you are, Linda.
Thank you.
Yeah. So can you tell me, I have another question that we weren't thinking about, but okay. How do you feel like around working in an environment? Because I know you didn't always work serving older adults specifically, but you've been in HR for quite some time.
Yes.
What do you think about working in a community surrounded by older adults and the people who have chosen to make their career in service with older adults?
I think it's a blessing because when we get older, we will need help. And if we are here to help, and that's what we're here for, it's a blessing. You look at people that don't have anybody to help them. Like in my church, there's a lady that's 105.
Oh, my goodness.
Who still wants to go cut her grass and get out and make fire in the wintertime in mm-hmm. her stoves at home mm-hmm. and does not want anybody to help her. She's a blessing.
Yeah.
And but, you know, sometimes you need somebody to come in and help.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's here where I'm at, you can see the residents connecting with the workers, connecting with the associates.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting down and talking with them. And that's yeah. what it's all about.
Yeah, we can learn from each other.
Yes, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what haven't I asked you that you'd like to share? The floor is yours.
It's just a blessing to be here, to work here, and to work with people that I can connect with and that can connect with me. And sometimes, you know, you never know what you're saying mm-hmm. that's going to help someone
yep.
or what someone else is saying that's going to help you.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on in an awful lot
exactly.
of people's lives.
And, exactly.
Speaking of, the other thing that I didn't mention that you help with behind the scenes is our emergency assistance for associates. So thank you. I know you make a huge difference in people's lives doing that, Linda.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda, for joining us today and sharing your life with us. A healthy and just society ensures that everyone can participate and contribute in meaningful ways. Too often in our society, opportunities for older adults or elders are limited and we minimize their contributions. This is ageism, and we're here to stop it. Changing the way we talk about older adults and aging will change attitudes, advance cultures, structures, policies, and programs that support us at every age and stage of life. We are all here because of the lived experiences of others, our own experiences, and what we have learned from them. Throughout life, we are always becoming. Until next time, what does becoming bolder mean to you?